Mistakes, failures, complete disasters. We've all been there. And in the Brix Boutique Hotel, of course, failure is always an option. Now, what if our biggest fuck-ups are actually our best teachers? In this episode, Michelle and I check in to dive into the failures that shaped us, the lessons we learned, and why messing up is sometimes just part of the process. Welcome to the Brix Boutique Hotel.
Well, hello, Matthias.
Hey.
So, good to see you again. And today, as told in the intro, we're going to talk a little bit about the things that go massively wrong.
So, you mean fuck-ups?
Yes, that's what I mean. Yeah, yeah. We agreed. We didn't mention that word, but that's what it is.
Yeah, I tried to agree. Well, I agreed on it, but
yeah,
I didn't manage it. Yeah.
Okay. Shall we just start with an example, a situation that really occurred where we say, that was one. Do you have one?
Of course. Actually, I think it was my first workshop after the training, and it was a group of participants of a training, and we thought at that time it was a good idea to give them as a present a team workshop. The bad thing, I mean, it was a nice idea, but it was the last session or the last day before their exam, and they wanted to, or the last module, let's say, before their exam, mm-hmm. and they wanted rather spend the time on preparing for the exam. So they didn't ask for it.
No.
Still, we gave them the workshop. Yeah. And then there was things like when I told them you as a team, and I immediately got a pushback from someone saying, I don't think that we're a team. I think we're a group. So it wasn't really something underlying going on. It was straight into the face.
And
it wasn't a too nice experience, but it was an experience. And I think it was necessary looking back. Not good at the moment, but looking back, I think it wasn't that bad for me at least.
Point of learning as well. Not at the moment itself, but afterwards you think, what went wrong?
Yeah. Well, in the moment it was like, whoa.
Yeah.
How do we get out of there?
Exactly. Yeah.
And we still decided to go on.
Okay.
So, and you?
Thinking of that one, one of the first things that pop up is the workshop, also on team development in general, was a reflection of, you know, what is it we did last year and what are our intentions for next year and who's going to do what. So that kind of a workshop, reflection and looking forward. And what happened for me between the participants is that they were just not nice to each other.
What do you mean?
Now, you know, you expect...
I'm not nice to you as well, usually.
No,
if it's not in a podcast.
yeah. That's true. You're right. So maybe nothing really happened there. No, it was a fuck up. So it is... The first thing that wondered me a little bit was the language and the words that they used towards each other. So, I mean... Although we make jokes amongst us as well, I still know your first name. No, not joking, Matthias. But it was like they didn't mention each other by name. It was like, hey, you red hair. And like, you know, that kind of stuff. It's like, yeah, okay, I know she has red hair, but, you know. And then, of course, it's the tone, the way you say things, you know. And I kind of moved on, you know, saying to people you're not good at that could actually be the case. But saying that in front of a group while you're thinking about how do we progress and move forward? That is a bit weird. And if that constantly starts happening, then you feel like there's something completely unexpected in this group.
Just a second, that I really understand it.
Yeah.
Because I'm not sure. So you ask them something like a question, let's just for an example, how do we proceed? And then someone answered on the answer of another person, hey, you're not good on that?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, and or you shouldn't do that, or in the opposite way, I think you have to do this and that. You know, like a kind of an instruction. So which has in general, I think, is not a real good approach in general. But in terms of Lego series play, you know, where you do the exchange of insights, thoughts, things, and come to a conclusion. Yeah, so that whole atmosphere of talking, respecting each other, being really interesting in each other, that was not the vibe that was going on.
Even with Lego Serious Play?
Even with the Lego Serious Play. So as a facilitator, I had quite a challenge, you know, to get them back to the model, et cetera, et cetera. But also, therefore, during the workshop, the preparation plan just didn't work out. You know, I felt like, you know, I can stick to the plan and just, you know, push them through because, but I was like, nah, this is not going to work. You know, whatever I do, the outcome will never be taken seriously. They don't own it as a group. And so during the workshop, I changed the plan also, you know, during a thorough break, like, hey, what is it I'm going to do in the second part of the workshop? But certainly, and that was before, you know, the Me Too kind of changed things. And this was not only about, you know, sexuality-related things. It was just not the proper behavior, where at least I felt this was not the proper behavior. Nowadays, you definitely can't allow it anymore, certainly not in the Netherlands. I think in a lot of countries to talk to each other this way, probably still happens. But that's, so that was like... That is absolutely one where I felt afterwards exactly what went wrong, asking myself what, because I didn't expect this, I wasn't prepared for it. There was also, I think, not a clue for me to feel like, okay, where was my blind spot? So that was a interesting workshop.
What did you learn out of it?
Yeah, well, of course. So that question immediately popped up afterwards. And I was actually quite clear and also in a really fast way. So my preparation, talking to my client, the preparation was not good. So they came up with a, you know, a kind of a normal question. And I think a lot of facilitators have that kind of a question. So a bit of reflection, what went well, what needs to be improvement. What is it we're going to take to the next year? Are we going to add staff? You know, general and a very good insight for a workshop. So I talked with them about that. They were just friendly people. They clarified things to me. So there was never for me a hunch of doing that. And it was like, yeah, let's do this. And I should have asked a little bit more, you know, about the context or the people or the culture or stuff like that. There were also two new people came in the team. So there was also like, you know, did somebody left or is there growth in the team or, you know, something. That kind of questions which could have given me a hunch like, okay, you know, is there anything else you want to do during the day? So that is absolutely my learning point. Have a very good interview with your client, also with the bottom line. Why is it you want to do this? I get the question, but yeah. And what are the points of attention?
But it must have been magical, let's say, for the two new ones, right? Popping into a workshop like that.
Because I can absolutely say they didn't expect it as well. So what I heard afterwards is that actually one of them who was really new, I think it was the first day or something like that, okay. So certainly the first meeting that that person had, I know that one of them resigned and the other one after a while as well. So, and I don't know the reason, but I could imagine that they felt I landed up in the wrong group or the wrong team or something like that. This was not, you know, my dream job.
So actually for them, it might have been a good workshop at the end. Because yeah, if they're confronted immediately or right in the beginning with the behavior that can that happens or that is okay, let's call it okay, or standard maybe between the members, like yeah, and it's good to know this from the beginning.
I think they would have figured it out also, you know, moments later on.
Yeah.
And in a way, this I it can't be otherwise than this was a very huge confrontation. I mean, I can imagine, you know, you go home and if you have a partner at home and they say, hey, how was the first day at the job? Well, I think I'm going to quit.
maybe they said, well, Michel had a fuck up.
Yeah.
Could be as well.
You know, it's always the facilitator to blame. Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
But, hey, okay.
And we had another fuck up as well, remember? We were together.
We did.
Well, I don't know if it can be called a fuck up, but it was. Let's say it was at least a strange workshop. And then let's think afterwards whether it was a fuck up or not. It was the. Well, it doesn't matter which client it was, right?
But no,
it was,
no.
It was a workshop, and we were three facilitators, and there were about 40. Something like
I think
that.
40 plus people. Yeah.
Yeah. And they have been on a training. They had
whole
lectures.
Day. Yeah.
The whole
yeah.
day. And yeah. In the evening, we did a workshop together with them, right, to change perspectives, to get into the customer's shoes. And it was, well, I think I can say that it was really well prepared. And we had the discussions with the customer going on, and we started the workshop, and it was I didn't have any idea that something could go wrong until this moment.
If I may add that in the preparation, that was really thoroughly done. I mean, you had client sessions. We together, our three facilitators, had a client session where more people were there in the session. We talked it really through. We prepared as facilitators the workshop manual, so we were completely aligned. We were on time in the workshop itself to just see if anything changed in the last minute. Everything was there. I mean, in terms of preparation, wow.
I mean, it was prepared how it should be prepared.
Absolutely,
right?
Yeah.
And then there was this moment.
And then there was the moment.
One guy or one lady left the room and got back.
Yeah.
And with in the hand, glasses and a bottle. Hmm?
And a bottle. And not a soda.
No, I don't. Well, actually, I have to admit, I don't remember if it was red wine or white wine.
I think it was wine. Oh, I remember.
But it was wine.
Yeah.
And then the next got out, and then the next got out, and then the next got out. And we should have asked how many wine have been they drank, but they drank.
They drank, and there was no stopping. You know, I mean, now it's out. I remember, you know, indeed, somebody walked out and came back with a bottle of wine, and I was like, okay, what are we going to do with that? And I was, of course, realizing they got a drink. And, you know, also a moment of eye contact, you know, with your clients, like, hey, are you going to step up now or how is this?
Yeah.
You know, or are we going to step up and say, hey, no alcohol during this workshop? And before actually, you know, we knew it, indeed, the movement was going on that more people were walking out. And I was like, okay, there's no stopping here in terms of if we want to stop, that's also the end of the workshop. Handle it as it is. But that, well, they had fun. Not sure if they were really, you know, in every table engaged with the breaks and the questions and stuff like that. But definitely, you know, the laughter went louder and louder and, you know. And
yeah, but it got ridiculous from one point on. Right? I mean, they, like you said, they had fun, but this wasn't the goal of the workshop. The goal of the workshop wasn't having fun, because in this case, we could have made something completely different with a lot less preparation, and it would have been fun as well. So, for example, like just putting wine and bricks on the table. But, well, anyways. So we should have, could have stepped up. We could have asked the client. But so what I do since then is I tell my clients up front, by the way, there will be no alcohol in the workshop. It's like, and sometimes then they look at me and say, yeah, but it starts in the morning. Say, I know. I just wanted to make the point.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't make any sense, right? So as soon as the booze comes in, it gets ridiculous, and it's not serious anymore.
No.
So yeah.
Can I share then one quick one where indeed, you know, the contact with the client became a point during the workshop? A quick one. Again, a big group. And also in this case, three facilitators. Sorry, you weren't there. There were other people. It happens. I think we had an afternoon, so 3-4 hours, something like that. And point was they wanted to have shared models in each group of where should the company go to. So a kind of literally an open question, a bit of brainstorming, you know, in 5 years, where should the company go to?
And the shared model, just to make this point, I'm not sure if everybody of our listeners knows that. So shared model is, in this case, a vision which is built by all the participants in every room. Let's put it like that. It's the easiest.
Work together, build together, and create something together.
And align together.
And therefore align together. Yeah, absolutely. Now, point is that during the workshops also all kinds of things that were not working that well yet came to the table. And more or less, we split the management over the groups. So they were, I think, 3 or 4 of them, if I remember correctly. So they were not together, but they listened to the group. And they became a little bit of aware that also the things didn't work that well came to the table now. And that was probably something they didn't want to hear. Good. Anyway, so what we saw is that those managers, they stepped out of the group and they started moving a little bit around, also listening to the other groups, you know, where they were not part of. And they start talking to each other. So during the workshop, we already walked to them and said, hey, go back to your group, you know, that's the intention, you know, sharing with your group. And we will wrap it up later on with also the other groups. It worked out. And then they start walking again. Long story short, we had a thorough break and we started talking with them, saying, hey, this is not the intention, you know, don't intervene with the other groups and certainly don't tell them what to do or what not to do. This is not what LEGO Serious Play is about. This is about, you know, opening up, having a good conversation, etc., etc. Now, in the end, it went, long story short again, that bad that they had literally after the workshop a crisis meeting as management. Wow. They said to everyone, actually, stay in the room. So nobody left, including us as facilitators. And after, I don't know, 10 minutes or something, they came back and they had a 1.5 hour conversation discussion with the whole group about what came out. In a way, that was good that they had that.
But what I just wanted to say.
it was completely unexpected. And the way they tried to manage the process and a kind of, you know, push the information and the complaints back, you know, like we're going to ignore them. Mm. They don't exist. That didn't work out. So they had to have that conversation with the group. They were not pleased with us. I don't know, of course. They should have been pleased, but they were not pleased at that moment with us because they had a lot of issues to take care of, you know? And the last awkward thing there was that during that whole conversation, I think they forgot about us because we were still in the room. Okay. Yeah, that was so. I think sometimes facilitators will recognize that handling with unexpected situation information, the management itself, that is sometimes a challenge as well. You know, yeah. Like they step up and they want, I don't know, maybe add a little bit of control. I don't know exactly what it is, but that happened over there. Funny situation.
Okay. What did you learn out of it?
Well, it's like I think I mentioned it already. So that was sure we lost that client, although a shame. What did I learn out of it? That's actually a good question. What I learned out of it, I do it a bit maybe unexpected or in reverse, is that the moment that you create as a facilitator an atmosphere where people actually start opening up, where they are going to be honest, where they are going to say, hey, this is an opportunity to have a thorough conversation, not because I want to complain, but because I want to move forward. Then actually, if you create that atmosphere, you let's say you get your points on the table, you get your, as an organization, not as a facilitator, but you get your fuck-ups on the table. And maybe that moment is not as pleasant as you expect. I get that. But it is actually a kind of a present that you could receive as management, yeah, to say, wow, we are literally now talking to each other, not because we just want to complain and point at each other and et cetera, but as a first step to move forward. And it was not our intention because we also didn't expect that. So it's not in the plan to do that. But the lesson I took out of that later on was indeed, you know, if you create that atmosphere, if people literally start talking to each other with help of the models, through the models, things come on the table that normally in a regular meeting or something like that will never be talked about.
Yeah, well, that's what LEGO Serious Play is, right? So that's why it needs strong managers as well.
There you go.
So still, I think that fuck-ups are good. A good means of learning something, because, well, I always learn something.
Absolutely.
So from the ones the one that we had together, the other one that I had together with another colleague, the ones that you spoke about. So you can always learn out of it, right?
Yeah.
And for me, so when I think back, so where I think why I would say fuck-ups are needed is, first of all, you learn from it. You get better. You get a lot more experience. You know how to tackle difficult situations. What else?
You're getting better at it,
You change, maybe. You see the points which are necessary that you have to work on. So, for example, Kerstin, my co-host in the German podcast, in the Enten Talk, she did LEGO Serious Play with everyone around her. So family, well, not everybody, but family, friends, and she asked everybody, so can we do a quick one? So just the skills building, right? To get it straight, because, I mean, that's the backbone of your workshop.
Yeah.
So this could be something, I think these are a very good thing that you can discuss with colleagues and friends as well.
Yeah.
To have different, another point of view, another perspective on it, which is really helpful as well.
Yeah, so adding to that, so indeed, the intention for us is for people to open up, and that leads to also for you to feedback, you know, what you get as a facilitator, but it also brings the points to the table that really should be discussed within the group or the organization. So that's certainly one. We talked about the preparation, and that is more than just a good interview and understanding the client, but it's also your roadmap and your materials, you know, but make sure you're well prepared. Like we were on that evening, everything was there. I mean, there was, for us, like, nothing can happen. We are in, yep. I don't like the word control, but we are in full control. And, yeah, and then during the workshop, things happen. And you can ask yourself, did I make the right choice? Should I, you know, tackle the lady that came in, you know, and drag her out and say, hey, alcohol outside the room. Was that the right choice? I don't know, but you constantly have to make choices, always with the intention of improving, you know, the workshop. But sometimes you make the wrong choices. And that's also, you know, with the kind of workshops you take, you know, do you want to have these evening sessions, or do you say, hey, not the right time? I don't know. But choices, they lead also to insights after the fuck-ups.
So, three, to wrap it up, the three most important things that you can get out of the fuck-ups.
Yeah.
Or out of our episode. Let's put it like that. Out of our episode.
Yeah.
Fuck-ups aren't bad.
No.
You can always learn from them.
Yeah.
Second one?
Second one is your preparation. So make sure that you are well prepared. And if not, things can happen, and certainly if you don't understand the real issue of what needs to be on the table.
Yeah. And the third one?
And the third one, yeah, is the consequences of your choices.
Yeah. And you can still learn out of that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on, move on. You know, it's not the end of the world. It is a thing in the moment, and you should take it serious, both in the moment itself and the reflection. But come on, it's not the end of the world.
Wonderful. Thank you, Michel.
Thank you, Matthias.
Bye. Thank you for checking in at the Briggs Boutique Hotel today. If you enjoyed the podcast and want to hear more, subscribe to stay updated. If you'd like to explore more of what the Briggs Boutique Hotel has to offer, visit our website, briggsboutiquehotel.com. And remember, there is always a room for you at the Briggs Boutique Hotel.